You're listening to the Lux Life Discovered podcast, where we talk with people who are living a lifestyle that reflects their passion, because we believe everyone should be living their best life, their Lux Life. The show is hosted by Rick Steiner with Steiner Event Group, a premier national event planning company, and co-hosted by Shannon Richmond, the vice president of the Panama City Beach Chamber of Commerce. If you are watching on YouTube, be sure to hit the subscribe button and the bell to get notifications of future episodes. The show is produced by 30A Media and is broadcast on your favorite podcast outlets, as well as YouTube, Roku TV, Amazon Fire TVs, and other major brand smart TVs.
Hello, I'm Rick Steiner with Steiner Event Group. Welcome to Lux Life Discovered. My co-host is Shannon Richmond with the Panama City Beach Chamber of Commerce. So glad
to have
you, Shannon.
Me. Always love coming to these events that you do.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Our guest today is Tanya Rausch with Hotel Effie. She's the director of marketing. So welcome to
Thank
the podcast.
You. Thank you.
So Hotel Effie is one of the newest luxury hotel on the Gulf Coast, right?
Correct.
And I'm still amazed at the number of people that haven't been to Hotel Effie or that aren't really that familiar with it, that are locals. Do you see that also?
We do, actually. One of the, it's people who've heard of it, love it, and they have amazing things to say, but right. One of the primary initiatives that I was given when I started in this role earlier this year was making sure that the public knew about the outlets being open to the public. So, we have an upscale seafood, and it's a Gulf Coast classic blends with Southern traditions restaurant, Ovid, and then we have the spa, Spa Liliana, and then the rooftop. Our rooftop pool and lounge, which is the only rootop pool in the Gulf Coast, so in this immediate area. So all of those things are all open to the public and tucked back in the gates of Sandestin. It's kind of been one of my passion projects, I guess, to get that word out.
Right. Well, and it's such a beautiful location, first of all. And then, like you said, the rooftop pool is absolutely gorgeous. And the views from the top of the Gulf, the whole surrounding area. Yep. It's just breathtaking because it is the only one in the area.
Yeah, you can see the Chuctahatchee Bay, you can see the Gulf of Mexico, and then of course the golf courses in Sandestin.
Right. So tell people about the hotel itself because how many rooms do you have?
250 rooms and suites.
So it's much larger than you think also, because that's a lot of rooms.
It is, and it's still boutique. Right. It's still sort of a boutique luxury feel there. So, 250 rooms. We have, like I said, rooms and suites. Of course, we have bay view rooms and golf course rooms. As far as views go, but we really try to, even though, like you said, it might be a little bit bigger than some people think or know about. We really try to keep that boutique feel. The hotel was really built and based on the Becknells, Tom Becknell's grandmother, Effie. So Effie Burns, she's the namesake of the hotel. And we really base everything on like her being the ultimate Southern hostess. So when guests come in for check-in, they're given a welcome cocktail. Imagine you go to grandma's house and she says, "Honey, what can I get you to drink?"
Right.
We have warm chocolate chip cookies that are Grandma Effie's recipe at 5 o'clock every day in the lobby.
We need to start going by the cocktail. It just happens to show up every day at 5.
Another charm.
Exactly. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Southern luxury.
Do you have event space there?
We do. We have 20,000 square feet of event and ballroom space. So we're of course attached to the Baytown Conference Center as well.
Uh-huh.
And then we also utilize the rooftop as well as the patio at Ovid, or even like the back half of the restaurant can all be rented out for private parties.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you been yet, Shannon?
No, do you see my mind is spinning?
Yeah.
I know. I'm like, let's get a chamber event going. Yes.
I love it.
Well, when you walk in the lobby, I mean, you're just blown away as soon as you walk in, because the way it's set up and designed is very upscale. And talking about the size of it, the 250 rooms, I was surprised it was that many because it is a boutique style, very upscale boutique. And, the sitting areas in the main lobby, that area, Then you have the bar there, but you also have the bar in the restaurant. But tell them about the murals in the restaurant.
Oh, yeah. So, well, in the restaurant in particular, I wasn't sure if you were talking about the lobby. The whole hotel, like you said, it really has a story that goes with it. The murals in Ovid, I think it's absolutely breathtaking when you walk in, and the whole ceiling is just painted with florals. It's got a very modern vibe. You know, sort of low lighting. I can maybe let the cat out of the bag. We did just win most romantic, best special occasion restaurant from Best of the Emerald Coast. So, so we'll be promoting that very soon. But yeah, it's just a cool modern vibe. And then in the lobby, we have murals that are painted by Brendan Parker, who's a local artist as well. Yeah.
So for your romantic meals, like, what do you guys do for a romantic dinner?
Well, we have specials, weekly specials. Like I said, the flair, I guess, the culture of the restaurant is Gulf Coast classics with a Southern traditions, infused with Southern traditions. So you'll find like fish, of course, on the menu, local catch. And then we have one of our most famous dishes is our pork chop, our Berkshire pork chop. Everything is just plated very elegantly. Delicious menu, delicious.
And anybody can go. You don't have to stay there to go there.
Yep.
Open to the public.
Open to the public. Yep. Validated, valet parking. So complimentary valet parking when you have dinner there with us. The cocktails are all very, thoughtfully crafted to pair well with different menu items. We've had some really talented baristas there as well.
I'm going.
Well, we'll have to do it. Do you have special events where you have like mixologists come in? Because you have talented bartenders already.
We do.
But do you have specialty events with the mixologists coming in
to
do their part?
We don't have anything on the books right now, but we do, like I said, we do special events. So like, for instance, we recently just did a partnership with McCaskill & Company, which was just an awesome, you know, brand and community partner to work with. But we did a private wine tasting and jewelry pairing where we kind of had a little fun on, like, you know, you might do a wine and cheese pairing, but we did like a wine and jewelry pairing, like this pairs well with this, you know, line of jewelry. So and that was a customer appreciation event that we partnered with McCaskill & Company on. But we do often, you know, do just appreciation events for our guests as well, like a wine pairing or dessert samplings, things like that.
Nice. Oh my.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then you also have on the property, besides Hotel Effie, you have the large hotel right to the
left. Oh, the Grand.
So how has that been, having two such great hotels right next to each other?
Yeah.
Are they competed at the same time?
Well, two totally different products, really. Yeah. So, you know, the Grand are condos versus the hotel. And then, of course, of course, you know, Hotel Effie, again, is all within the story of Effie. And in fact, like even Ovid, the name of the restaurant is named for, that's Effie's husband. He was Ovid. So again, just more of a different product in that it's like a luxury Southern hospitality feel, all kind of built around that story of Grandma Effie.
I didn't realize that. So that's kind of neat. I always like history. So it's fun to learn that and to know why things are named the way they
are. So. Well, our owner, Sarah Becknell, she actually went to school for interior design. And so she, this whole hotel has been like her passion project. And when you walk in, I know you talked about the lobby and the seating areas and the lobby bar. She painstakingly, you know, designed every single detail of the hotel, down to the signature scent that we have pumped throughout the hotel. She did every bit of that, creating that signature scent. And all of
everything
the details, literally everything. Our chandeliers are our quartz chandeliers to be reflective of the white sand, the white quartz sand beaches, and the carpets throughout the hallways look like the water rolling up on the sand. She missed no detail.
That's
there.
True, yeah.
Wow.
And then the artist you mentioned, Brandon. Mm-hmm. He is a local artist.
He is, so yes.
Have that local feel right there in the mm-hmm. hotel, and so that makes it even more special.
Yeah, absolutely.
A signature smell.
Signature smell. You have to come. If you haven't, it smells so good. And it's right when you get off the floor on every elevator landing. And if I might just add a little plug, you can even purchase the signature scent at Spa Liliana.
But I just think that's great. When you come off of a vacation, you get back home, you start to remember these things. Mm-hmm. You remember that smell. And you're like, oh my gosh, remember our vacation?
Yeah.
She thought of everything.
She really did. I mean, I know there's so much psychology behind like the memories that a smell can bring about, right?
Uh-huh.
And that is, it smells clean and fresh and you won't smell it anywhere else. Yeah, pretty special.
I'm coming by.
Come on.
I'm going to pump that through my house.
Yeah, I do. I actually, long before I ever started working there, I had been to the spa for a little day treatment and purchased the reed diffusers and the room spray, and I already had it in my house. So I was a big
natural that you were working there.
I was a big fan, yeah.
Okay. that's good. And Shannon will follow up on that.
Yes,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
So can you talk about the spa?
Yeah.
Okay. I know you're the director of marketing, so I don't want to like assume you know everything about everything, but I'm sure you do.
I know a little bit about everything. Okay. We'll say that. How about that?
So
the spa, I think there's a lot of things that make the spa really unique. The first is that it's the only co-ed relaxation room amongst like the three major spas in the area.
Okay.
So if you were to go with your partner and you know, you guys are getting, whether you're getting couple massage or getting individual treatments, you can actually like relax before and after your treatment in the relaxation room with your partner.
Well, that's nice because usually when you go, they have to go one way, you go the other, and you don't see them all day.
Exactly. Oh. Yeah. So this is
Some people like that.
Some people do. Well, and if you want that, you can sit on the other side of the room. So that's probably one of the, you know, one of the best, the most unique things about the spa in the area. We do have a retail boutique as well, and we just hired a new director of spa. I say just, but earlier this year, Lisa Malo, and she came to us from the Mandarin in Miami. She had 20 years of experience there, very high-end spa director. She's really been just doing amazing things with the treatments there. All of our treatments that you would find at Spa Liliana are all proprietary to the spa, so you cannot get the same facial that at Spa Liliana that you get at the Hilton or Henderson. We carry, I know I'm going to mess up the names of these. You know what? I'm not even going to attempt it. You guys can find it on the website.
Okay.
Some really cool products that you can't get anywhere else locally.
She said this and this.
I don't want to be like the comments will be blowing up. And
no. But it is a very unique place. So I know the response has been very positive that people have attended. Are people even more surprised when they see it in person?
Every time.
Yeah.
Every time. It's just like I said, you know, you don't notice all of those little details that Sarah put into the hotel, but when you see it all together, it's really just mind-blowing because it all comes together and it's beautiful, it smells amazing, it's brand new. And you know, I think the one thing I would be remiss to not mention is our staff is incredible.
Okay, I was sitting here thinking about that because they are. I mean, from the time you walk into the hotel, I've never stayed there, but watching while I'm waiting for whomever I'm meeting with, just watching how the front desk interacts with the guests as they come in. They're top notch.
They really are. And I'll give them a shout out too because they're going to be winning a big award coming up soon also. They're going to be winning Best Customer Service Award from Best of Emerald Coast
that's
as well.
Huge.
So, yeah. Yeah.
So they are just top notch. I mean, they're incredible. Again, Southern hospitality is really just what we try to like bleed through the whole hotel, you know, and that starts with literally your first interaction with the valet, and then the bellman, and then you get to the front desk, and they're top notch.
Well, I want to stay there. I just want to stay there for a couple.
Well, I was there for a meeting at 9 o'clock this morning at Hotel Epi, and the gentleman at the front desk had on a linen blazer and I assume slacks and stuff. And he walked over to the door for something he had on. And it was short. You know, it was one of the modern looks, mm-hmm. and not everybody can pull it off, but you look very sharp.
That might have been Ty. I think I was talking with him this morning, so he's one of our best too. And yeah, I do.
Always
I love
polite. Yeah,
I love those uniforms. You're right. It's like business from here up, you know, and then it's like beach from here down, right? Because right? I mean, we're again, you know, coastal luxury. Off, so, yeah.
You know, if I did that, it'd be like, what are you thinking?
But, yeah.
It's like I don't think something looks right there. Right?
So what other events have you had there?
I was actually just telling Aubrey on the way over here, we were a venue for 30A Songwriters last year. We actually do our own live music on Thursday nights in the lobby bar. And then Fridays and Saturdays, we also have music in the lobby bar and up at the rooftop at Aura. I mean, we've done a wine festival, you name it, we're plugged
like such
in.
An experience.
Yeah, it's.
And I think you have something coming up, wine and fries.
We just did that on Friday.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, we just hosted the wine and fries event, which has been, gosh, I think that's been going on since 2018, and that's the charity event benefiting Ronald McDonald House in Pensacola. And they actually come and they do a taste test for their fries because we prepare the McDonald's fries and they're very particular. You know, they have to have that consistency, which I can appreciate being, over a brand, right? So they come and they do
the fries on site.
We do, yes.
Okay.
But not without the McDonald's team coming in the day before and making sure, or the week before. Yeah, they come and do a taste test. And then, of course, we have additional appetizers that are served, from our banquets team and wine and silent auction prizes. And everyone does the dress code was, what was it, cocktail casual, which was just super fun.
I bet.
Yeah, great event.
I want to do chamber event there.
Come on.
I know.
Yeah, we did just do a young professionals event with the Destin Chamber. And so come on, we're happy to host you guys whenever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she's going to take you up on that.
I know. She's got my cell number. It's good.
Well, it's just such a beautiful property, and I wanted you to be on to talk about it, especially with the position you have with marketing there at Hotel Epic, because it is a gem in the area, like I said, that a lot of people still aren't aware of. Mm-hmm. And, it's been amazing. I'm lucky enough to host my SEG Bridal Show. I'll be hosting it at Hotel Epi on February the 18th of 2024. So I'm glad to partner with you guys.
Can't wait.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And just when I'm touching base with potential vendors, they're like, some are like, oh, I can't believe you're having that. It's so great. We wanted to do it. And others are like, where's Hotel Epi?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just still amazed that, some people in the area haven't been there. And, so if you haven't been there yet, go by. You can go without staying there. Take a look. Take one evening. Go up to the rooftop. Enjoy a nice little cocktail and the sunset.
Yes.
And there's a pool upstairs, right?
And there's a pool. Yeah. Yes. And if you rent a cabana up on the rooftop, even if you're not a guest, then you do have access to the pool for the day, too. So,
seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, look at
luxury cabana and a rooftop pool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know you could do that. So that's interesting.
Yeah, we're excited to have you guys, and like you said, get some additional feet in the door and some of the Hotel Effie name out to more people. So.
True, and of course, all your gorgeous areas for weddings and different events with the wedding and, all that. But your convention space, you had Shannon and I spoke that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I love about the carpet that you were mentioning, it's beautiful and it's, a lot of times your convention spaces will have carpeting that clashes with everything you want to do. This is so relaxing, and it goes back to the detail and the thought that was put into the carpeting. Because everything from the accent pieces, everything is just perfect.
And I never thought about that.
Yeah, the smell. Yeah, we have to. We have to make a trip up there. Soon.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, we could go for dinner.
I should have brought you guys some of our room spray, and I didn't think about that. But now I'll just have to.
Like,
I'll just have to get you over there now. Yeah.
Well, no. So is there any, what can you tell us? Any kind of, little tidbit that somebody wouldn't know about Hotel Epi?
Ooh, I feel like I already spilled all of our secrets.
No, there's a lot.
I don't know. There's so much. Yeah. You know, I mean, when you stay at Hotel Effie, you have access to all of the Sandestin resort amenities. So that's access to 4 golf courses. We have bike rentals, paddle boards, of course, access to the Baytown Marina where you can rent jet skis and pontoon boats, you know, miles and miles of nature trails, restaurants on site. Like, I mean, Sandestin itself is so breathtaking, you know, and then you put this luxury jewel right in the middle of it and give everybody access to Sandestin.
So staying there, you have access to all of that as well.
Correct.
So you even have a market. I mean, it's pretty much self-contained. Mm-hmm. You know, like you could stay on property and never have to go anywhere else for anything else.
Yep. You can park your car and, you know, take the shuttle to the beach. We have a reserved beach where, you know, you can take that over. Get your beach chairs right there. Like I said, we have a coffee shop on the hotel. I guess I haven't even mentioned that yet. I mean, there's so much. Yeah, Sweet Bay. So you can grab your bagels in the morning and your coffee, head to the beach, come back and go to the pool.
Like, and Shannon, their mimosas are one.
Oh, yeah. Did you test them?
Well, not today, but I have. You may have in the past.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
I'm partial to the Bloody Marys, but, you know, yeah, they're pretty good, too.
I'll have to try them all. Right. Just to give an opinion.
Yes.
So come by and see our table full of everything. I'm like, good gracious. So no, but it is a beautiful, beautiful place. And so we're very honored to be there in February, and we'll definitely be checking it out before then as well.
Absolutely.
Learning more about it. So it's always great.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me. And definitely come on out. Let me know when you're coming. We'll get you the VIP treatment.
Okay, we'll take.
I think you guys give everybody the VIP.
We do. You do. We do. But you ruined that. Yeah, you spoiled it.
We'll get the extra VIP.
Yeah.
and then what we have, everybody will get. So that's
awesome.
Great. Yeah. Yes. No. Well, so when is like your peak time for? I mean, because I know with the convention stuff, you have a lot of business that are. Why would normally be slower times? When would be the best time that you recommend somebody stay at your property?
Well, gosh, you guys know being locals, like we're living the perfect season right now is what we say. You know, September, October is just these cool mornings are
so nice.
Perfect for, you know, grabbing that coffee and sitting out on the front porch or going up to the rooftop. And so this is really, you know, the best time, I think, to stay. You can take advantage of, like, those off-season prices and, you know, there's, like, fewer crowds. And but really, you can't go wrong any time of year you come. I mean, it's absolutely amazing year-round.
Right. And then something I wanted to follow up on, too, you talked about the live music earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Though most of the artists are local artists.
Yep.
So that's also impressive, too, because... You keep not only with the painting, that type of artist, but songwriters and musicians. I know you have one gentleman that plays, I can't think of his name right now, but was a former contestant on American Idol.
Yeah, that's Jared Herzog. Yes, he was on The Voice, actually.
The Voice. Okay,
yes.
Yeah,
so he's a local guy, grew up in Niceville, and was a competitor on The Voice on John Legend's team. And we are so lucky. He's become quite a regular for us on Thursday nights in the lobby bar. And he and his band performed for us on 4th of July. And it was an amazing time on the rooftop. And, you know, we're looking to potentially have him back for New Year's Eve. We'll have a big New Year's Eve party up there on the rooftop. And, you know, we're looking to do some really cool things there with him potentially. Yeah.
Isn't it fun to have a property like that that you can really promote, enjoy going to work to promote, and then think of so much, you know, that's ahead too. Even though it's new and you've accomplished a lot already, there's so many different possibilities out there.
So many things that, you know, that we're looking forward to doing. And like I said, you know, I just started 6 months ago. So I feel like we're really trying to, you know, gain some momentum now and really get, you know, build on all the things that we have already done and then, you know, implement some new things and some new partnerships you guys will see, you know, coming out of the hotel on our social media and things like that very soon. But it really is just, it's a joy to work there. And sometimes I have to pinch myself and say, like, do I get paid to do this?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, that's awesome.
So you've worked with other hotel properties in the area previously, right?
Yeah, I started in the vacation rental industry, actually. Okay. So this is my first hotel experience, but it's kind of neat because we are located on Sandestin Golf and Beach Resort, where there's so many vacation rental properties. And so I really kind of got to just like branch out a little bit from my area of expertise to something new and exciting. And it's not really that different, you know, it's actually, you know, you're marketing all the same product, sure. You know, and there's consistency from room to room, which I'm not used to in the vacation rental industry. So,
like, you mean they didn't change it completely?
Right. Yeah. So it is, I mean, it's been, just an absolute dream. Just so fun working there.
Aww.
So I can't imagine like being 6 months on a new job and be hotel Effie. And then are you ever blown away at some of the opportunities that's coming your way with that position?
All the time. I mean, I think the girl who works for me, Aubrey, she started and on her third day, she met King Brown on the golf course.
Okay. I was going to ask you, are there any celebrities that you can mention? I didn't want to go there because I didn't want to put you on the spot, but since you brought it up.
Yeah. So that was an opportunity that was, you know, kind of a once in a lifetime thing.
Yeah.
And he was so amazing to, you know, the golf shop had said like, hey, is it okay if we call the marketing team, you know, can they come take pictures? And he was willing to oblige, which was really cool. And
seems like a real genuine person too.
So yeah. You know, we always try to respect privacy and wait, you know, a couple of days before we share.
No.
Yeah, exactly. So,
oh, yeah, so everybody doesn't rush there and we know he's here.
Yeah, exactly. So we've had, just before I started, I think Scottie Pippen was at the hotel, and actually we're getting ready to host Reggie Jones, a former Saints player.
Right.
He will be at the hotel doing a book signing in October. So, you know, we get some pretty cool, pretty cool visitors.
Yeah.
And again, I'm just like, is this my job?
Right. We're just going to have to go hang out.
I know. I think so.
Get cookies. Smell the air.
Get cookies and a welcome drink.
Yes.
And,
right.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being with us
absolutely.
Today. It's nice to meet you and to visit with you and learn more about one of my favorite places here on the Gulf Coast. So, yeah.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
So if you will, just tell everybody how to reach out to Hotel Effie. And
yep. You can find us at hoteleffie.com, and you can find us on Instagram. Our restaurant, Ovid, is at OvidFL, and Hotel Effie is at Hotel Effie.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for being with us today. That wraps up our episode of Lux Life Discovered, and we will see you soon.
Check out Lux Life Discovered on Facebook and Instagram and on 30A.tv. See you next time on Lux Life Discovered.